This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Crews in the Texas Hill Country are still on the search for three missing people after the catastrophic Central Texas floods this month. Though some first responders hope to return soon, recovery efforts could take years. Major Philip Sawyers with the Salvation Army anticipates being out in the area for up to 2 years or until, quote, the funding runs out. He said not only is the organization helping to move some residents into temporary housing,
but also to work with them in the rebuilding process. If they're having difficulties with insurance and that type of stuff. But it all starts in signing up with the FEMA number.
On Monday, Kerr County commissioners voted to waive building fees for people affected by the July 4th floods. The Houston City Council is expected to approve a contentious plan tomorrow for how to spend federal disaster recovery funds awarded after last year's storms. The bulk of the $314 million from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development will go towards backup power generators at city facilities, with only $50 million flowing to unmet housing needs. Zoe Middleton with the Union of Concerned Scientists says that'll leave homeowners on the hook for repairs.
And you'll see over time, like, this reputation that Houston has for being relatively affordable for a large city start to evaporate as the existing affordable housing stock bears the brunt of extreme weather.
The original plan allocated no funding towards housing. That was increased to $50 million after organized community backlash. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says that air quality is safe and there are no threats to the surrounding community after hazmat teams responded to an incident at a Deer Park facility this morning. Gonzalez said on social media that some people were reported experiencing headaches from an unknown odor in the vicinity and that two people were taken to the hospital, but said there are no threats to the site or surrounding community. Deer Park Office of Emergency Management says air monitoring is ongoing to determine the origin of that incident. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR State.